Welcome to the Life, Love, and Alzheimer's podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Dykovitz. I'm a writer, author, and mentor for people who have a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia. If you have ever loved or lost someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, then you're in the right place. On this podcast, I will share stories, lessons, and insight from my Alzheimer's journey to help you cope with and grow from yours. This podcast won't change your circumstances, but it will change you. Welcome, and let's get started. Hello, and welcome to a new episode of the Life, Love, and Alzheimer's podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Dykovitz. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're enjoying your summer so far. I'm excited to get into today's topic, which I have planned. And the topic is all about how to have more compassion for yourself, or can you have more compassion for yourself? If you follow me on Facebook and Instagram, I've written about this many times before. It's just the idea of me looking back now on when I was going through my mom's Alzheimer's battle and just how I would beat myself up over things and like feel guilty about things and just feel like I was never doing enough and never doing the right things and all of that. And I used to really beat myself up over that and feel really bad about all of it. And when I look back now at the time of this recording, my mom has been gone for just over 3 years. And so when I look back now on all of those times and all of the things that I went through with my mom and her Alzheimer's, I have so much more compassion for myself. Like, I look back at pictures of myself when I was in it, when I was in like the thick of it, and I can just feel how I felt at the time looking at that picture. I can almost like feel those feelings all over again and how dark and how heavy everything was. And I'm sure at the time, whenever that photo was taken, I was probably beating myself up, feeling like I was never doing enough. I was never doing the right things. I wasn't, you know, a good enough daughter, a good enough caregiver, or all of the other things in my life I wasn't doing. Everything was put on hold. I was constantly beating myself up over those things. But when I look back now at the girl in those pictures, I'm just like, damn, you know, you were really in it. You were really going through it. You were really struggling. You were really having a hard time. And I have so much compassion for that girl. I just want to reach through the picture and like give her a big hug and tell her that she's doing better than she thinks that she's doing. She's doing better than she's giving herself credit for. And at the time, I didn't feel that way at all. I didn't, you know, even consider it. I just felt like I was never doing enough. It was never good enough. I was beating myself up over everything. And now I'm just like, man, I have so much compassion for that girl and just really feel for her in what she was going through. And I know that she was doing her best. I know that she was really struggling and having a hard time, but she was showing up anyway and just doing the best that she could. And I look back at those pictures and just wish that I could have had that same compassion for myself at the time that photo was taken, like when I was in the thick of it, when I was really going through it. I wish that I could have had the same compassion for myself back then. So if you are someone who feels like you're constantly beating yourself up, you're in the thick of it and you're really struggling and having a hard time, whether you're still going through this Alzheimer's or dementia journey with your loved one, or you're on the other side of it and you're like struggling to move forward or struggling to, you know, get your life back or still feeling stuck or any of those things, are you beating yourself up over it constantly? Are you, you know, telling yourself you're not doing good enough, telling yourself you should be further along, telling yourself that you're not doing enough, and just beating yourself up and judging yourself and criticizing yourself all the time? If you're doing that, you know, I wonder if maybe you could have more compassion for yourself. Maybe it's possible that you're doing better than you think you are, then you're doing more than you think you are. Maybe you're not giving yourself enough credit for what you're doing or how you're showing up. This journey is so, so difficult, and no one knows how to handle it. No one knows how they will handle it if they ever go through it or when they start going through it. No one knows what they're doing. Everyone is just trying their best, showing up every day, one day at a time, and just trying to get through it. And maybe you don't feel like you're doing enough. Maybe you don't feel like you're doing good enough, but I'm sure you're probably doing more than you give yourself credit for. And if this is resonating and you are feeling that way, I would just ask yourself, 10 years from now, maybe even 5 years from now, maybe even 1 year from now, are you going to look back at this time and think, oh man, I was really struggling. I was really going through it and I was not being kind to myself. I was not being supportive of myself and giving myself credit for what I was going through and how I was struggling. If you look back at that at this time, 5 or 10 years from now, you're probably going to have a lot more compassion for yourself and what you were going through. And I just wonder if it's possible for you to have that same compassion for yourself now, today, right here, right now, whatever you're going through. Of course, time and experience gives you more perspective and allows you to see things in a different way. But I wonder if it's possible for you to just be kinder to yourself now and have more compassion for yourself now, because now is really when you need it. I look back at the pictures of that girl and like, I'm not her anymore. I have grown and changed so much, and I feel like I'm really not even that same person anymore. And I'm able to look at her and have so much compassion for what she was going through. The same way that I look at every single one of you and have so much compassion and empathy for what you're going through and what you're struggling with. And it's just a shame that we can't have that same compassion for ourselves when we're actually in it, when we're going through it, and we really need to show ourselves grace and compassion and to be kinder to ourselves because we're struggling so much. I don't even think we realize all of the time how much we're struggling when we are, because we're just in survival mode trying to get through it. And that's all you're thinking about is, how am I going to get through this? But beating yourself up over it and not having compassion for yourself is not going to help you get through it. It's not going to support you on this journey. So maybe it's possible for you to show yourself more grace and compassion right now. How can you do that? I mean, think about some of the other difficult things that you've been through or difficult things that you've done that have happened to you, that maybe now you have more compassion for yourself. Going through Alzheimer's or dementia is probably not the only difficult thing that you've ever been through. So find other examples in your life of times when you were maybe too hard on yourself, when you maybe didn't give yourself the grace and compassion that you deserved. And if you look back at those times now, you probably feel differently. You probably have more compassion for yourself. You probably give yourself more credit for what you were going through and for how much you were struggling. So how can you apply that to whatever you're going through now? Maybe you're not on an Alzheimer's or dementia journey. Maybe you've been through that and you're on the other side of it. Maybe you've never been through that and, you know, you're tuning into this podcast for other reasons. How can you apply this to whatever you're going through in your life right now, whatever hardship you're going through right now? And just look down the road at your future self. And that person is probably going to have so much compassion for you right now, for the you that is going through this, that is in the thick of it. And how can you tap into that grace and compassion now and just give yourself credit for the hardship that you're going through, that you continue to show up for, that you're not giving up, that you are showing up every day and you're doing the best you can. I guarantee that you are probably doing so much better than you think you are. You are probably doing so much better than you give yourself credit for. This is really hard. Whatever hardship you're going through, it's called a hardship for a reason. It's hard. And you're doing the best you can. You're just doing what you can to get through it. And maybe not knowing if it's the right thing or if it'll be over, when it will be over. You're not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. You're not seeing the other side. This is when you need to show yourself that grace and compassion and be kind to yourself. Just give yourself credit for doing something really hard and not giving up on yourself and knowing that it will pay off in the long run, knowing that you will have that compassion for yourself later on down the road, and finding a way to just tap into it now, using other examples from your past that you can relate to whatever you're going through now, and being kinder to yourself, having more compassion, and giving yourself more credit than you think you deserve, because you do deserve it. And someday I believe you will see that and you will realize that, but you just need the reminder now. You need someone who's been through it to tell you that is the way that it is. I look back at what I went through with my mom and I have so much compassion for myself. I do not criticize or beat myself up over things that I did or things that happened. I just have so much compassion for what I was going through, and I know that you will too. So try to have that for yourself now. Try to give yourself credit for it now. This is when you really need it, when you're in the thick of it and you're going through it. You really need to have that to support yourself and to get through to the other side. I hope this was a helpful reminder for you, or a helpful perspective for you, and that you will be able to adopt that perspective for yourself and have that compassion for yourself. So I'm sending you so much love. I know how hard this is, and wherever you are in the journey, you deserve to give yourself credit and compassion and love and grace. And if you don't believe it yourself, borrow that belief from me as someone who has been there. I hope this was helpful for you. Sending you so much love. I would love to hear from you if it was helpful. You can reach me at Life, Love, and Alzheimer's on Facebook and Instagram, and send me a message. Just let me know if this resonated. Let me know if it was helpful for you. And if there's anything you want me to cover in future episodes, I would also love to hear that from you as well. So I look forward to chatting with you again next week. And until then, take care.